Collage number one, healing is not always with medicine. Participants find comfort in caring for others. The most photographed subject of all the submissions was the household dog. In total, there were 22 images featuring participants' furry family members. As a fellow dog lover, I found these images to be the most heartwarming of the entire selection. Participants photographed their beloved pets during walks, on their dog beds, peeking through the window, snuggling in blankets, next to their stuffed toy, and grinning at the camera. The photographs featured one miniature poodle, a pit bull, a Rottweiler, a husky, and several smaller mixed breed dogs. Unlike the other photographs I analyzed, these sets include living creatures and the only subjects that are likely to have personal, emotional relationships with the photographers. Though because of consent rights, we encourage participants to refrain from taking photographs of people. And yet, there were still a handful of people photographed in several film roles. Still, it's no surprise that if participants did incorporate prompts like pictures of something that says home to you, or pictures of things / people that you love, it would include images of beloved pets. After looking through the photos, I recalled Speaking My Mind conversations centering participants and their animals, the power pets had in restoring and supporting their owners' mental health. This was particularly common as most participants experienced long bouts of social isolation during the beginnings of COVID, which fueled people's experience with depression and loneliness. It was often the case for participants, especially students, who lived alone or far from family and/or were forced to work remotely from home. For several, the presence of a beloved animal became the only contact they had with a living being throughout the day. Pets were not only a distraction from the daily stresses of work and school, but they were also a source of comfort and refuge. Thus, family pets were a critical source of emotional and mental support during the pandemic. Not only did household pets provide love and companionship during the pandemic, but pets also relied on their owners to reciprocate love, care, and affection. A participant once stated, quote, "Healing is not always with medicine," end of quote, referring to the therapeutic element in loving and taking care of another living creature. For people, especially those in the medical or social service fields, healing would also manifest through the selfless act of service for others, especially during the pandemic. Although folks were quick to share stories about the emotional and mental stresses in caring for patients and their communities, Alfaro encouraged us to also consider the joys in service to each other. The photographs of pets showcased the power of companionship and need for unconditional love during the pandemic, but also echoed conversations on our relationship to caring for others, animals and humans, as a restorative mechanism for all.